The Vancouver Fraser Port Authority is back-paddling on some restrictions that would limit where recreational boaters could go near First and Second Narrows. Last week, the port established new rules that would have banned all recreational vessels between Ferguson Point in Stanley Park and Navajack Point in West Vancouver, save for a thin strip for fishing along Ambleside. It would have put members of the Hollyburn Sailing Club on dry land and stopped kayakers from hugging the Stanley Park shoreline to Siwash Rock. Following blowback from boaters and paddlers, the port issued a revised map on Friday morning, shrinking the no-go zone considerably. "We prefer to share the waterway with the recreational users and not be really difficult about it. We're basically educating the recreational users for their own safety," said Harbor Master Chris Wellstood. Under the new regulations at the Second Narrows, non-motorized vessels may again travel west of Barry Point, but must keep north of navigational lights near the center of the inlet. Boaters must stay out of the light blue hatched area at First Narrows. Dark blue denotes shipping lanes. MAP supplied about 2,000 ships cross the First Narrows every year. That number has been steady for the last 20 years, but cruise ships, bulk carriers, and container ships are all getting larger, which makes them more difficult to navigate through a narrow shipping channel. "Actual collisions between vessels are rare, but there are a significant number of near misses in the channel," Wellstood said. "They all have the potential to turn into something that is more than a near miss. Like in any industry, you can have a whole bunch of near misses where nothing happens. It doesn't mean that that practice is safe," he said. The latest, more relaxed rules are here only on a trial basis, Wellstood added. "We've reduced the boundaries of the no fishing, sailing, rowing, paddling, jet skiing or water skiing areas. But we also expect the local pleasurecraft industry or the paddleboard shops and the marinas and the sailing schools to inform their members of the dangers of not adhering to these boundaries," he said. "If we notice that people do not adhere to that boundary, then we're back to closing it off again." The port will allow paddlers to hug the northern shoreline east of Second Narrows. MAP supplied Hollyburn Sailing Club Commodore Mike Bretner said he was happy the port reversed course. "The club has got a nice area. I think the paddlers from False Creek and up will be happy they can get past Siwash Rock now," he said. "To be honest, we weren't consulted at all, but we went to the port with our concerns and they did listen to us. Commercial and recreational fishing are not happy with the outcome, however. If these are enforced, it effectively shuts down our fall Chinook fishery in September and October off the Capilano River," said Jason Asinitis, owner of Bon Jovi Fishing Charters. "It prevents us from fishing the area where these fish typically sit." More than disrupting his business, the new rules will impact tackle shops and boat rental businesses, and end fishing in a popular spot local families have gone to for decades, Asinitis added. "We were reasonably optimistic, but with these changes that came down today, it appears that our consultation with them up to this point hasn't meant too much," he said.